In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. One of the first questions that a priest is asked during the ordination process, before you're made a priest, you're asked to describe your call. The panel of clergymen, senior clergymen, want to know, why did you decide to become a priest? What is it that motivated you? What is it that called? And for me, as I have shared with you over these many years I've been here, a certain image that I observed as a boy entering my parish church every Sunday on the east window. That image Colonel Tackerberry shared with us today of Christ the Good Shepherd. This image touched my life, and on that east window I saw Jesus Christ as the great protector and guide of my life. I am the sheep, and Jesus Christ is the shepherd who will always be there to draw me back to him when I tend to go astray. So today, the second Sunday after Easter, is known as Good Shepherd Sunday. Modern shepherds often control their sheep with dogs or horses or pickup trucks or other technological methods. But we must look back in history. Shepherds in the ancient world did not have such methods, and they guarded and guided their sheep themselves. Shepherds make their living caring for sheep, and since sheep require full-time care, they were together almost constantly with their sheep. Old-time shepherds gave each lamb its own name, just as we give names to our pets. Don't we give our dogs names? Like our pets, they recognize our voice and they come running when we call them. The only pets who never run when we call them are the cats. The cats don't, somehow, I don't know why the cats never. Because the cats are very independent. So also the sheep came running when their shepherd called. And even though, my friends, we do not see real sheep and shepherds very often, not very much in Virginia, still, the image of the Good Shepherd is one of the most comforting images in the scriptures. The best remembered and the best loved psalm of all the 150 psalms is the one all of us know very well, Psalm 23. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. It symbolizes God's protection. It symbolizes God's care. It symbolizes God's guidance. But we must remember there are two sides to that coin. If God is to be our shepherd and protector, He expects that we will follow Him. The sheep who does not follow is going to be in trouble. We are to follow Him when we hear His voice. He calls. A second image that Jesus uses in today's gospel is that He is the gate of the sheepfold. Do we know gates? We all have gates, we all have doors. Whoever goes in and out through Him will be safe and will find pasture. You must remember that gates serve the same function as doors. We all have doors in our homes, eh? The front door, doors to our rooms, and so forth. Gates serve the same function as doors. And think of how important doors are. What if our homes did not have doors on them? What would happen? Doors let us in our homes where we find safety, where we find family. They let us go out so we can meet friends or make a living or buy things we need or to do something fun. Doors close out people who shouldn't be there. Jesus is telling us that doors and gates are important, and so is He, Jesus, important. When Jesus is part of our comings and goings, when we make Jesus Christ central in our lives, when we ask His blessing on all our activities, our life will be secure and our happiness will be ensured. Does this mean, dear friends, that although we have the protection of Christ, nothing bad will ever happen if we follow Him? If it were true that if we do everything God wants, God would do everything we want, then church would be packed every week. I know there are rewards in this life when we stay faithful to Him. I have certainly tried to stay on God's good side, and God has been very good to me. But as we all know, bad things do happen to good people. Even many of Jesus' good friends suffered. Some were even tortured and put to death as Jesus was. Last Wednesday, we commemorated Justin Martyr. Justin was martyred for his love and his proclamation of Jesus Christ. But it's not just to protect us in this world that Jesus came. No, Jesus didn't just come to protect us. He didn't only come to protect us. Jesus said, I came so that they might have life and have it abundantly. Or, as it is sometimes translated, I came so that they might have life and have it to the full. So when people ask why Jesus doesn't keep bad things from happening to those who are faithful to Him, Perhaps one answer could be that life in this world is not where the abundant life really is. Even if we have looks, popularity, health, wealth, youth, wisdom, and everything else that our hearts desire, we don't have it all. We don't have it all. We always feel some emptiness in our hearts. We'll never totally be satisfied because our hearts were made for perfect union with God. And we won't know what that is like until we get to heaven. We don't know what perfect life will be until we get to heaven. Our faith is that where Christ, our shepherd, wants to lead us, and that is why he came to us. He came to us so that he can lead us to a certain place. Amen.